Chris Berg, who some every now and then I go on TV with him. I've known Chris since the inauguration of and the kickoff of Point of View, which runs here in the East, you know, at 6:30 at night. And some days I'm a guest now. In the old days, at times I was a host. Chris and I shared duties until they hired him to do it because he went into TV full time and he does it live. I was, you know, doing a lot of the hot box, which was just part of Point of View. And Chris ended up being the host of the whole complete show. But he was interviewing Larry Nyblad. And the interview was about the raising of taxes in Grand Forks. And the controversy here comes because Chris recorded and played back with the beep a word that the superintendent said, Grand Forks Superintendent Larry Nyblad. And it's got everyone's attention. It certainly has attention of people in our newsroom, and I've got some calls from reporters over the Fargo Forum, and I thought I'll get Chris on to explain it and give us his take on it. Chris, you're on News and Views. Good to have you on.
Thanks, Joel. Great to be with you.
Okay, you're getting some ink here. You know, I tried to set it up and explain it. I'll let you do it yourself in case I goofed it up.
No, I think you did a great job, and I think everyone, at least from what I'm hearing from the people in Grand Forks, is they're like, look, all we want to know is more transparency, and why are they going to take more money out of my pockets after they just got $14 or $15 million more from the state? So they call this, excuse me, public hearing. The people from Grand Forks show up. They send out the bare minimum number of letters they needed to send according to state law, which the other side of it, I think they should be doing more than that. People show up to talk to the school board, and the school board doesn't even answer their questions. So people were offended. These are, in my mind, public servants. And so we brought Dr. Nyblad on last night to ask him tough questions. It was a tough interview. There's no doubt about that. But at the same point in time, I think it was very fair. And you can go to our website, 630pov.com, to watch it. And we get done with the interview. And Joel, you and I have done this before when you're in Bismarck. We'll get done with the interview. We'll wrap it up. And then afterwards, it's, hey, Joel, thanks so much for coming on. You know, travel safe. Have a great trip in Bismarck. Whatever you and I sort of chit-chat about afterwards. And so when we wrapped up the interview with Dr. Nyblad, same thing. I said, hey, Dr. Nyblad, I wanted to say thanks for coming on. And all I hear is, gosh, what a a-hole. And I just was like, really? This guy's a public servant? He's leading kindergarten through 12th graders? And if somebody decides to ask you tough questions, they're an a-hole? And obviously, he's got that prerogative. It just sort of took me, I guess, off stride, if you will.
Did he know that he was being recorded? Did he know? I mean, you played that on air with the bleeped out a-hole. I mean, did he know that he was on air when you did that?
That I don't know. I've got a text from the show last night where whoever set up his Skype, and I haven't heard this, so don't quote me on this, but someone said to him, you're still on air, kind of thing. So I don't know. And I don't know how media savvy he is, but I think anytime you've got a hot mic around you, like we saw with Barack Obama, with the situation with Russia and whatnot, that you just got to be conscious of that. I mean, if he wants to say that behind closed doors, obviously he's got that prerogative. We did call him back that afternoon to give him a chance to say, yeah, I said that. I shouldn't have said that. I'm a public servant. It wasn't the right approach, or whatever he was going to say. And he obviously denied it, and we've got it on tape.
So if he did that, if you called him back and he said, yeah, I shouldn't have said that, you know, what prompted you to use it on air, Chris? And the reason I ask you that is this. You know, I've had many heated debates in this room. And on breaks, you know as I do, that on breaks from being an old talk radio host, some of the best work you can do is getting them fired up in between. And sometimes people want to tell you off or whatever, but they know the mics are off. They know that they're off record. They know that this is an opportunity to interact. Haven't you yourself, Chris, crossed the line here to where people can't? I mean, Chris, when you and I are doing that TV show, we talk smack afterwards. I mean, I enjoy that. I enjoy the frankness of our conversation. I'm not sure I want to be in a studio with you with microphones where you're going to say, and oh, by the way, Joel Heitkamp said this while he was in studio with me.
Yeah, but has that happened before with you and I?
Well, I've certainly cussed around you.
You've never called anybody an a-hole that I remember.
Well, I don't know if I have or not, but I can tell you in my life I have. I'm just nervous, Chris, about what this does to the type of thing where you and I want people to be themselves, but yet they know when on time is on time. You see what I'm getting at?
I understand what you're saying, and I think the thing that I'm looking at, and you and I had this conversation a while back about Joe Miller, where you were like, yeah, you know what, it's a second offense. I don't think you should step down. I have a different point of view on that. I say that these people are public servants, and their job, whether they like it or not, is to answer tough questions about how they're going to spend your money and the people, obviously, and the citizens of Grand Forks, how they're going to spend their money. And so I think it's only fair that those questions get asked. He answers them, and it's his job. And then to come back with dropping an A-hole as a public servant, again, a superintendent of K through 12 schools, roughly 7,500, 8,000 students, I just don't know if that's the best approach. I mean, like I said last night, is that really the North Dakota way?
Well, first off, I think the whole catchphrase, the North Dakota way, didn't win in the fall. So, but I will tell you this, Chris, I've had people call me that. I've had people call me that it would have made news and been interesting had I outed them for calling me that. I've had people.
And you have it on mic or on record?
I had an individual, call my phone in my office. Okay, let's do the what if. Say that the superintendent called your phone in your office and threatened to sue you. Do you feel you could use that on air?
I mean, I guess we probably could. I don't know if I would or not, but we probably could.
But you can't. I did, and I got a lawsuit filed against me, and the next thing I knew, I was apologizing on air because I hadn't asked him permission to use that on air. So it just makes me nervous, Chris. I mean, you and I have known each other a long time.
I think people in his position are people of influence. Would you agree with that?
Oh, certainly. And I think you are too. And you and I are.
You're a guy, yeah, but he's a public servant. You're not, and I'm not.
But we're on the public. We're on the public airways, Chris.
Okay, so let's look at the situation. You know sports. You're a sports guy. Do you think athletes have influence over people?
Certainly.
So are you okay with the Riley Cooper video? Should that not have been shown?
I am not okay with the video. I don't know as much about it as obviously you do.
So I'm asking you, should that have been muffled?
Yes.
So Riley Cooper, so that video should not have been out, and even though he's dropping the N-word, you're okay with that?
Well, first off, I think people should know when a mic is on or off. Second off, if you want to get Larry on, and you want to get him, then ask him to come on and say, Doctor, you called me this. How are we supposed to trust you if this is what you, I mean, do it in a way where they know at least what they got to answer to. I just get nervous, Chris.
Joel, that's why I called him back. We could have ran that.
Did he know the mic
back
was hot when you called him back?
Yeah, he knew. I don't know if you knew it was being recorded when I called him back. I don't know. But from what I've been told from management, it's okay to call somebody and get that recorded. My point is we called him back to give him a chance to explain his comment that he made. And if you're okay with his explanation, great. If you're not, then again, that's your point of view. But
I certainly understand that. And I would have no doubt he regrets doing this. I don't. But Chris, I have had a very prominent North Dakotan who is not from my party walk by my studio and flip me off. I have. And I had never put it on air. I never talked about it in one part because I didn't know if he was joking. I didn't, and there obviously wasn't all that much joking. I think he really wanted to send me a little message, but I gauge myself as I want people to be comfortable. And so here's the next question. Okay, for people like you and I who got to do this, how do we get people to come on if they're on 24/7, if they're so nervous around us? Does that make you nervous, Chris?
Here's what I'm trying to understand. Are you giving this guy a pass? I mean, everyone I've talked to, that's like, that just demonstrates the arrogance of the people. Again, Joel, these people called
Chris, I do not believe that this demo shows his arrogance. I think it shows his frustration. I think it shows his anger with the interview. I think I would have looked at that moment for him calling you that, and if I were Chris Berg, thought, I must have really done my job well. I would have. I would have.
Okay, so I'm doing my job well, and it's okay for this guy as a public servant, again, who leads.
But then you took it a step further, Chris.
To drop an a-hole name? Then, for me, Joel, I hope people, I guess, in those positions with, I just think that's a great job to have, and people with a high esteem that are public servants. Maybe I'm the idiot here thinking that, hey, public servants should be held to a higher level or high esteem. Maybe that's my problem. Maybe I should think, hey, these guys are going to go and do what they're going to do and let it go.
Well, and clearly you're consistent in that. I will yield that to you. I just don't yield the point that I want the people around me to be nervous 24/7 about having a mic on. And that's what made me nervous about the story, Chris. That's...
Well, you and I talked about this on our show when you talked about social media and politics and, hey, where is that fine line between, hey, this picture got put out there and didn't. And again, I guess, you know, and Joel, coach me. You've been around public servants a lot longer than I have. You've been in the public servant life. Maybe I'm missing something. Maybe I'm wrong to hold these people in such high esteem, and maybe I shouldn't. But I just feel that they shouldn't be using that kind of language after an interview when really that's what the people of Grand Forks want to find out, and they didn't at a public hearing.
Well, and you know, to me, and this came up in our conversations this morning, Chris, and you know, one of the reasons that I wanted you on was to just have a frank conversation about this, because much of what happens on a lot of this, and we weren't kind to Grand Forks for raising the property taxes. We wanted explanations as well. But it really comes down to when you're on and when you're off. And obviously he ticked you off a bit. You pretty well outed him. It's out there. So it'll be interesting to see what pushback you get.
Let me ask you this, and I know obviously you're going to say what you're going to say, but as objective as you can, was it a fair interview?
Oh, I think the interview was fair. I think that putting someone who doesn't know that their mic is on, making a comment that he doesn't know he made it to you directly on air, to use at the end of an interview to really make an push your point further was unfair, Chris. I do.
And, well, you know what, Joel, and I would agree with that, except for the fact that we called him back and gave him a chance to say, you know what, I did say that, I shouldn't be saying that, I'm a public servant, my bad, and let's sort of move on, whatever. But he didn't do that, so we gave him a chance to say it to my face, to do whatever, and he chose not to go that route. Again, if you want to say that to my face, that's a whole different conversation, but to try to do it behind my back is something else, when all we're doing, as you just said, doing our jobs.
Chris, one thing about it, oftentimes we do say it to each other's face. We just say it with different words. So take care. Thanks for coming on today. Appreciate
Thanks.
It. Yep. I just don't want to be that person that the people around me have to be on 24/7. I think he made Chris mad. This is a pretty heated deal. I follow Point of View because I was involved with it. I'm an occasional guest to it. In my times being on with Chris, he has treated me fair. I know that my sister hasn't felt that way. You know, the people around her have expressed that. You reach a point, and remember it here on News and Views, where people say, you know what, it isn't worth it, I'm not going on with him. Rick Berg did that to me. I mean, Rick Berg did that to me. He didn't want to come on with me. He didn't think I was fair with him, and he thought I was overly zealous and getting after him. Well, okay. He made a choice not to go on. I made a choice to say what I said. Everything, the chips fall where they may. I doubt he and I are going to be out fishing at Ballard's anytime soon. So Chris has a right. He has a microphone to do all of this. But I think it really endangers the ability to get people to come on and be candid if they know that every little time when you're not on, you can't look at somebody and say exactly, you know, what you think behind the scenes or lay some foundation. And that, now calling somebody what he called him, I'm sure that the superintendent is mad at himself for doing that. But let's get your take on it. 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346.